dictate my rejoicing. Amen. Let me say that again. I will not allow circumstances to dictate my rejoicing in the Lord. Because Jesus told us, in the world, you're going to have some tribulation. You're going to have some tough times. You're going to have some trials. What did he say after that? Oh, you know the word, don't you? He said, be of good cheer. Do you know why? He said, because I have overcome the world. Somebody shout, will you? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. It's so good to have each and every one of you here with us this morning. I'm so thrilled. See, God is so good. I tell you, God is so good. And Kathy and I have had a jam-packed week. Actually, we've had a jam-packed year, haven't we? Starting with January 1st. But had a lot going on this week, and it's just been one thing after another, one thing after another. And so, you know, we give God the glory because we, you know, praise God. But then I walk through this door, and I just happen to look over there, and I spotted some very, very, very good friends of ours. And I just can imagine the Lord, once I walked out that door and saw y'all, I can imagine him smiling and say, yeah, I blessed him again. It's such a blessing to have y'all with us this morning. Amen. Pastor Fred, he and his lovely wife, Betty, amen. And he's a blessed man himself. God's blessed him with a lovely wife, a dedicated woman. We've been knowing them for a lot of years now. 23? Oh, you had it. Oh, you knew that. Glory to God. 23 years, praise God. And I've just seen God in them. I've seen them saturated with the love of God. And they've been a blessing to us so many, many times. So good to have y'all with us here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Are you ready for the word of God? Amen. I think most of you know, but for those of you that may not know, we're going to have a homegoing service immediately after our service here at 1:30. So praise God. You're welcome to remain, but I'm gonna try to cut it short a little bit this morning. So give them time for the transition, the funeral director time to do what they need to do. Praise God. And a dear friend of ours that grew up in this church went to be with the Lord a week ago today. And so we're going to have his homegoing service a little bit later. And so I just ask you to continue to pray for the family. All right. You may not know them personally, but just when you pray for them, say, oh, yes, Lord, that family the pastor was talking about, I just want to pray for them. And I know it would be greatly appreciated. Amen. Praise God. All right. I want you to turn. I'm going to pray, but before I do, I want you to turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of Luke, the 18th chapter. I'll tell you what verse here in a moment. Luke, the 18th chapter. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible, say amen. Or if you have a tablet with the Bible on it, say amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. Thank you, Father, for everyone that's gathered here this morning. And Father, I pray that they would have ears to hear and a heart to receive the living word, the life-changing word. Hallelujah. May their lives be changed because of your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for this honor of ministering your word to them. And we give you, Father, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. And the church said, amen. Praise God. And also, I didn't welcome our online audience. I welcome you also. Glad you watching, whether it's if you're watching live, we welcome you. If you're watching the recording later on, we welcome you. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. In the Gospel of Luke, the 18th chapter, I want to read the very first verse. Then he being Jesus, spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. You see that? Let me read it again. We're reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Amen. My subject this morning is patience. 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 Many times we have prayed about some things and they haven't manifested yet. And we have a tendency to become impatient. And sometimes we give up altogether. Or we look for another way out when we need to stay with the Word of God. Trust him that he's going to answer our prayer. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, the book of James tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So we need to settle. If what we are praying for or praying about lines up with God's word, then you stay with it. Amen. You stay with it. Turn in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 5. The first epistle of John chapter 5. Look at verse 14. This is the first epistle of John, chapter 5, verse 14. Now, if you have a Bible that you can write in, I would recommend that you highlight verse 14 and verse 15. Or if you have a tablet, you can highlight verses on your tablet, and maybe you have already. But listen at this. Now, this is verse 14, 1 John 5. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything. Now, some folks would like to read it this way. Now, this is the confidence that I have in him. If I ask him anything, he will hear me. That's not what it said, is it? That's not what it said. Let's read it again correctly. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we, and notice that word if, that means we got to do something. That if we ask anything according to his will. Which means then you need to read the Bible and find out what his will is. You need to read the Bible and find out what his will is. You need to hear the word of God preached so that you will know what his will is. Because when you know what his will is, then you can pray in faith. Hallelujah. I need someone to turn this light off behind me if nobody's in that room. Glory to God. Are you still with me? I want get this on the inside of you. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Remember what Jesus said when he raised Lazarus from the dead? He said, Father, I know you hear me when I pray. And we need to have that same confidence of knowing that when I talk to my Father, he is listening to me. And if what I'm asking him or talking to him about, if it lines up with his word, he's going to answer it. Amen. Glory to God. Let's look at hallelujah. Verse 15. Look at this. And if we know. Now, let me stop right there for a minute. See, you got to read the word of God. Read what it says. And if we know that he hears us. Look at somebody and tell them, say, you got to know some things. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we what?
No.
Say it again.
No.
We know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Amen. Glory to God. I'm so glad that's in the Bible. I didn't make that up. It was in there when I got here. Glory to God. This is God's word that he promised to us. Amen. Now let's move on a little further. But I know what your question may be, or some questions may be. Oh, why is it taking so long? And there was quietness at Word of Life for the space of a half hour. Why is it taking so long? Well, I want to share a few things with you, but I want to read you some more verses. Turn with me to the book of Galatians. 5th chapter. See, here's what we got to do. Galatians chapter 5. One of the things we need to do, we must do, is learn what God has already given us as believers. Learn what's on the inside of us. If you're born again, the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Glory to God. If he ain't in there, you ain't saved. Glory to God. But the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, lives on the inside of us that are born again. And then Galatians chapter 5 tells us some things about him that we as believers need to know. Look at verse, I won't read this, I'll just read probably a couple of verses to you. Look at verse 22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is. You see that? But the fruit of the Spirit is. Now, how many of you, any of you have fruit trees in your yard? Anybody? A few of you have. I need to ask the question this way. Do you have fruit bearing trees in your yard? If you do. All right. Praise God. Now, I'm going to ask the streeters, what kind of trees you have in, fruit trees you have in your yard? Peaches? Apples? Peaches, apples. All right. Amen. So, what do you do when it's bearing fruit? Do you and Rosa sit at the window with your arms around each other and talk about your fruit trees and oh, those are some beautiful peaches on that tree. Oh, look at those apples. They're so nice. And you admire the tree, but never pick the fruit. And it just overripens, fall to the ground, and it doesn't benefit you. Well, see, that's what happens a lot of times. We have God's given us as believers what we need. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us that we are overcomers. The Bible tells us that we are more than conquerors through him. Hallelujah. So now, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit, remember we have the Spirit on the inside of us, is what? Love. Joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Now, all of us have the benefit of each and every one of the things that I just named or that we just read. We can benefit from them. We can partake of them. Notice long-suffering. Another word for long-suffering is patience. Patience. After we have asked God anything according to his will, now we need to allow the fruit of the Spirit to manifest in us, especially patience. Because when we become impatient, bad things can happen. Have you been driving along the road? I know I have here recently. You're driving, somebody come up on your bumper, and you know they want you to speed up, and you know you're driving the speed limit, you're doing what you're supposed to do, but I mean they're right on your bumper. Why? Because they're what? Impatient? They're impatient. Now we almost saw an accident out here last week. Somebody was in a hurry. And they passed me, and then they passed the car in front of me and barely missed the one in the oncoming lane because they were impatient. Now, they got by. Some people don't get by. Some people don't get by. So what am I saying? When we become impatient, we make mistakes. When we become impatient, sometimes we make bad decisions. Well, you know, God hadn't come through for me yet. It hadn't manifested yet. So I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it my way. Well, your way is going to get you in trouble. And that's what happened to many people. They get themselves in trouble and then they turn around and blame God for it. Are you still here? Glory to God. Let's read on a little bit further. Matter of fact, I want to go to a different book. Let's go back to Romans. I'll go to Romans. I don't think we've been here yet. Again, Romans 5. I want you to listen, pay close attention to what's being said here. It says, therefore, being just, chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, listen to this. And not only that, but we also, what? Glory in tribulation, knowing. Everybody say knowing.
Knowing.
Say it again.
Knowing.
See, I'm telling you, folks, we need to know some things. Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance or patience. And perseverance, what? Character. And character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint. Because the love of God has been poured out where? In our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Even in the hard times, we are to be patient, knowing that God is bringing us through. Because we have petition him and ask him whatever it is that we need that lines up with his word, and we know that he is going to answer us.
Yeah.
Knowing that God, I love this word, say Jesus can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. We'll never go through anything Jesus is not familiar with. That's what makes him such a wonderful high priest, because he has been here and he's walked the walk. He's walked the walk. He knows what it is to live here on this earth. He knows what it is to live here in a fallen world. But what excites me so much is he came, he lived here, and he did not sin, and he whipped the devil. And he whipped him because we needed it, not because he needed it. Glory be to God. Sometimes, listen to me, the devil is a mean devil. The devil is a nasty devil. The devil is a lying devil. And sometimes when you're going through something, let me tell you something. He loves to play on your emotions. He tried to have you believing that you're the only one that's going through this and you're such a terrible person. But we need to know something. We need to know that God's on our side. We need to know that I can come boldly to the throne of grace and find help for my need and mercy. Amen. Help me preach for about 2 seconds. Look at someone and tell them, say, God's on your side. God's on your side. God's on our side. He's on our side. Praise the name of the Lord. So be patient. And you stand on God's word. Don't move off of what he promised you. Amen. Whatever you do, don't lose your joy. Are you listening to me? I said, don't lose your joy. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, back to the question. Why is it taking so long? One of the things that I do, and I hope you do too, when I've asked God for something, and it hadn't happened yet, hadn't manifested yet, number one, I'm going to make sure that what I'm asking him lines up with his word. Number two, I'm going to take a look at James and make sure I'm not the problem. Because we can hinder our own prayers. And we can say, oh, Lord, I've been asking and asking and asking. You haven't come through for me yet. Oh, Lord, don't you still look? No, no, no. Sometimes we need to take a look at ourselves. I like, remember, what Peter said to the husbands. I'm kind of paraphrasing here. But he said, you know, love your wife. Be good to them. Be a good husband to your wife. I'm paraphrasing. So that your prayers are not hindered. Well, now that principle goes beyond just husband and wife. I like to examine myself to make sure that I don't have anything going on that's going to hinder my prayer, that's going to keep God from moving in me and on my behalf. But there's something there that I need to deal with. No wonder 1 John 1:9 is right there. It says, you know, and you know it by heart. You know, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't want anything to stop up the pipe that my blessings are flowing from. Because it's not God, it's something I need to do. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Sister Redfern there and me, this coming August, which ain't too far away now, we will have been married 52 years. Amen. I think y'all got us beat, right? 54. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. But let me tell you something. Over these past almost 52 years, we haven't agreed on everything. There have been some times I can't get... Can I just be honest with you? There have been some times she got on my nerves. Sometimes she got close to my last nerve. But now let's be fair about this. I don't need your help. You look too anxious over there. But I've gotten on her nerves too. So it's gone both ways. But what do you have to do? You have to learn. Learn these two words or three words, however you say it. I am, I'm, or I am. But learn it. Learn to say, I am sorry. Forgive me. Do you hear me? Learn to say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Can I say something else while I'm meddling? Stop holding on to stuff you need to release. Some folks hold on and holding on and holding. It's weighing them down. They can hardly walk. They are miserable. Their life are miserable. And all they have to do is just release some things. Let them go. Let it go. And you're wondering why your prayer is not being answered or is not manifest. It's not God. We just read what the Word of God says, and God don't change His mind. He hadn't changed His mind. Some things we have to just release. When we learn to cast all of our cares over on God, which means we give it to Him and don't go and take them back, but give it to Him, you have just made your life so much better. I've carried weights before, and that's no fun. I give them to Him. If I need to apologize, I apologize. Amen. I'm determined. Listen, brothers and sisters, I'm determined to walk free. And I want my prayers answered. Glory to God. And I'm not, I've been preaching, what, 50 years? I guess. I don't know. I'm not as good as this sister. I got to go figure it up. But anyway, but my point is, I've learned a lot. And I'll never think I'm too big or so important that I can't say, forgive me. If I did something wrong, amen. I ask your forgiveness. Because I don't want to wait in my life. We do what's right, and then we trust God. Let me tell you this. Some things we ask God for, He won't give it to us right away. And some of you know why. And the reason is not because he's not keeping his word, but because we are not ready for it. Amen. And I like, and you've heard me use this before, but some of you out here, probably single folks, you probably praying for a husband. Maybe, I'm not going to ask, but you may be praying for a husband, or there may be some husband praying for a wife, or maybe some folks listening to us online praying for a husband or a wife. Now, my question is, if you're praying for a husband, my question to you is, would you be a good wife? Because, you know, if it's a man that knows God and walking with God, God not going to do it in that way. Doesn't the Bible say he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing? Where if he's walking with God, God's going to direct his step to a good thing. Now, he's doing it on his own. He's kind of out there, you know. But you understand what I'm saying? He's going to have a good thing. But now, if you are not a good thing and you praying for a husband, or maybe this is a certain person you like and you want him to be your husband, first of all, take a look at you. Would I be a good wife to him? Would I be a godly wife to him? Would I be a woman that could make him very happy? Would I be a woman that would cause him to throw up his hands and bless God and praise God for his wife? Or vice versa, husband. Sometimes we won't, but we don't want to prepare for what we want. Right. Or should I say, who we want.
That's right.
Praise God. And I testify unashamedly to you today that over the past almost 52 years, like I said, we hadn't agreed on everything, but this woman has been an excellent wife to me. And she's been an excellent mother to our children. You know what I did? And some of you know it. And I'm getting ready to close on this. When I was in the service, and this is for the ones of you that don't know my story. When I was in the service as a single man, I'd gotten saved before I went in service watching Billy Graham on television. I got born again. Went into the service. Been there about a year and a half, 2 years. And I began to pray for a wife. Didn't know much about prayer. But what I would do every night before I went to bed, I said, Lord, send me a wife. And I'd go to bed and go to sleep. Oh, well, I'd ask the Lord to send me a wife. And then I'd pray for my family that's unsaved. Because I always prayed for my family, because I want them to be saved too. My brother, who was alive at that time, and other family members, I wanted them to know Jesus like I knew Jesus. So I would pray for them. But every night, Lord, send me a wife. Thank you. I'd go to sleep. Next night, same thing. One of them deep. A long time. I had to be patient. I had to be patient. And there were some other options out there, but I knew in my heart, this is not the one. Folks, I'm telling you, be patient. Trust God. And I had to make sure that I was going to live for God. Because whoever I married deserved a good husband. Just like I deserved a good wife. So I left it in God's hands, and he worked it out. So 51 and three quarters. Praise God. To God be the glory. I want you to understand something else. Listen to this. Satan will try to hinder your prayers. But if you don't quit, you're going to get what you asked for. Are you still here? Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to read this to you from turning your Bibles to Daniel chapter 10. And I'm going to ask the musicians, you can come on up as I'm getting ready. Daniel 10th chapter. Daniel had sought God about some things. And he had seen a vision. As a matter of fact, that's your homework. Read verse 1, at least 1, 2, 1 through 9. But I'm going to pick it up at 10. But Daniel had set himself aside to pray and to seek God. Okay? And verse 10 says, suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees. And on the palm of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you. And stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. Now notice what it says in verse 11 here. It says, O Daniel, man greatly beloved. We can say that about ourselves, can't we? Amen. So he goes on to say, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel. Look at this. For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your what? Your what? Your words were heard. And I have what? Come because of your words. Now look at verse 13. Put that on the screen for me, please. It says, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. That's the devil. You hear me? That is the devil. He will try to hinder your prayers. Verse 14. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days. For the vision refers to many days yet to come. So here's the thing. Daniel sought the Lord for 21 days. He sought the Lord. Satan and his cohorts tried to hinder his prayers. He'll try to hinder yours too. But I'm here to tell you, if you will stay in faith and be patient, God is coming through for you. Listen to me. God is coming through for you because we are greatly beloved of God. Hallelujah. My sister right there, lift your hands to the Lord. Yes. Yes, just lift your hands to the Lord. And I just want to say to you, my sister, you are greatly beloved of God. Receive his love right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Some others of you say, no, Pastor, I need to hear that. Take it. There's enough to go around. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be patient. Trust him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Receive him into your heart, into your Lord and Savior. Pastor, I want to